Can you hear me? Let's see. Ah, there we go. All right. I thought I might play. Can you hear me? Can you hear any music right now?
I can just hear you. No music.
Okay. Perfect. Well, do you want to hear the blast? And then
yeah.
Come in live as you'd like right after the song finishes?
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Sure.
All right. Here we go. I'm just going to jump the key and come in live as you want.
So you won't be counting? Okay.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron. We're here to do our Saturday night program. Oh, this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Oh, let's see what we can do here. Let's do a clearing for everybody. And we could do an emotional clearing. Let's see what comes up on the fast chat here. If somebody wants to type in an emotional issue that they've had last couple of days. We'll just see how it's going out there for everybody. And if Carrie's out there, you're out there in cyberspace, Carrie?
Yep. I'm here, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Saturday night, BBS Station 2. I'm seeing on the fast chat here, I guess you guys heard us talking before we knew we were on, and there's a... an echo, Marcy says, a double echo, echoing harmonica. Okay, so hopefully the audio is okay now we're on. So, okay, I'm just looking to see if we have any emotions. Oh, yes, we've got grief and slavery. Larry wants a clearing on slavery, and Bette is asking for a grief clearing.
Okay, good grief, huh?
Good grief.
Here we go, maybe bad grief. Here we go. So, a grief clearing. Think of what your grief would be. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I've seen the word ice cream on there. And again, grief. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do one for slavery. So here we go. Think of you slave to something. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm chewing. I'm sorry. I hope you guys... just finishing up some salad here. So, all right, I'm refreshing the fast chat to see if there are any more emotion requests. I'm not seeing anything yet. So, will we be going? Oh, yes, Mew is saying physical pressure and frustration.
Well, let's see.
Oh, and Marcy is saying sorrow and abandonment. Oh, and Jess is saying anger. We've got quite a few that just popped up on my...
Okay, so why don't you all think of what you want to have cleared. And Think of it. Think of the situation that you're dealing with, naturally. What triggered you? What pushed your button? And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so which one did you just do, Ron?
I did a generic one for people. We had quite a few on there.
Oh, okay, so we picked our own. I'm sorry, yeah, I blanked out there when you were doing that. Okay, so are we planning to go to the light ship tonight at some point?
Yeah, we can go probably maybe in about 10 minutes here.
Okay, because I wanted to remind you that somebody, and maybe it was you, Ron, was wanting rumbles when we go up for a birthday party.
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
So we can all start salivating now in anticipation of birthday rumbles. Okay, let's have a look. Marie R. is asking for a healing for a sprained wrist.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's do a entity clearing first. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And I will energy work here. And again, request healing on the light ship when we go there tonight. And we'll work with the wrist. If anybody else has a problem, something that you may have, here we go. So one, two, three, four, taking some energy off, the pain energy right now. Five, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, work with swelling now. One, two, three, four, five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
All right, and I think we have a caller. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, this is James, 520.
Hi, James, how are you?
Okay, this is my first time calling.
Great.
Was wondering, at the age of two, I got hit with ammonia, and it caused me nerve deafness, okay? And the pressure went out through my ears. I was wondering, can that be rectified, or is that karma?
Well, did that just happen to you, or...
When he was two, Ron.
It happened to me when I was at the age of two. It caused me nerve deafness in both ears.
Oh, no.
I wanted to know, can that be healed, or is that my soul contract or karma?
Well, it would be that, but...
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. It's not that you have to keep it with you all the time, though, because it would be that. Let's see if we can put some energy that way here. Boy, let me see. Let's see what to do here. Age of two. Let me clear away the energy at the age of two here. Anybody else out there has a condition, something happened to you at the age of two, we will work with this here. Here we go. Think of what happened to you at the age of two, everybody. We'll clear off an energy. If you don't have age two, then just think of one maybe that's under five. So here we go. One, clear away some of this energy here. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that helps you.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the light shift and abuse, so I'll also request healing for that. Remember, whatever you have isn't necessarily, it has to stay with you for your whole lifetime. All that, you know, there is a way that that could be helped by releasing the energies of trauma and stuff. So,
so basically, this wasn't a show contracting. This was basically an accident?
Well, it could be a soul contract, but that's all negative stuff. That takes away your free will, free choice. So all that is the dark side energy, the soul contract.
So, Ron, maybe you want to talk about the clearings that you have for that so that James can understand that we can get out of these soul contracts and don't actually have to live them all out.
Yeah, the first thing that I recommend doing is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That will tend to get rid of the emotions that have got stirred up in this lifetime. Then probably, I would think you might try doing some timeline crashing on that. Timeline crash the age also, and then each probably a year of your life. Do you have any other ideas, Carrie, what to do? As a special clearing?
Yeah, there's the special clearing where you pick your particular physical condition that you want healed, and then there's also the body jump start. The mind of the body probably needs clearing, and that would help fix you. I don't know if the infection body clearing, which is in the jump start also, is probably a good one for this. And then the body rejuvenation system has the nervous system in it, so you could go into that and specifically put in the custom box that you want the nerves that are to do with hearing to be worked on, and you could run that, you know, many, many hours. And as far as karma and soul contracts, Ron, which James was mentioning and wondering if this is to do with that, Ron does have the soul family disconnect. Do you want to just describe that clearing, Ron, for James?
I'm a healer by nature because I send healing energy to others. Okay, hello?
Hi, say that one more time.
Oh, I send healing energy to others. I'm a healer by nature. Okay, I've been trying extremely hard to work on myself, to do healing on myself for my hearing, but I've been very, very unsuccessful. That's why in my last attempt I decided to try you people.
Okay, all right. Hold on one moment because Ron has actually been disconnected. So, Don, if you guys can call Ron back. Hopefully you are hearing this. Okay, great. Thank you. So, James, it'll just take a moment for them to call Ron back, and then I'll have you just repeat the last thing that you told us so that Ron can hear that and respond.
It's amazing. I can hear you clearly.
Oh, so normally you're not able to?
No, normally my hearing freezes up when I communicate, try to communicate on the phone.
But you hear us okay?
I can hear you okay, no problem.
Oh, wonderful, okay.
But normally in the past, my hearing freezes up and locks up on me.
Wow, interesting. Gosh.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, when it comes to communication on the phone, my nerves and my hearing freezes up.
Wow. What about just day-to-day with people in front of you? Can you hear them?
I have no problem in front of people, when I communicate with people in front of me.
Wow.
Even though
really
I may have a speech impairment.
So let's see what we should do here.
Oh, Ron, back. Okay, great. Are you hearing us both, Ron?
Yeah, just briefly. Yeah.
Am I?
Let's see. Let's see if we can eliminate some of that soul energy, that contract here. Boy, it's have to be probably part of the natal chart clearing or something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Anybody else has any information for James? If you could just type that into the fast chat, what you think might help him.
Ron, you're a little bit faint. If you could maybe move a bit closer to your phone.
Sure. Okay. How's that? Wow.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so if somebody else could type in on the fast chat maybe information there of what James might need by your experience, that'd be very helpful. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. Well, James, request healing when you go into the different rooms, okay? Have you ever been on the program before, listening?
Yes, I've been on the program before, but this is my first time I called in.
Okay, great. Okay, well, we're having a birthday party, so will you happen to have a birthday this month or not?
My birthday is in the month of June 16th.
Okay, well.
Next month.
We'll have some cake anyway. I'm just curious if this was your month, too. So here we go. So thank you for calling, and just read the fast chat and just see if anybody else has any suggestions. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Thanks.
We'll go up. Bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're there. And let's go into the first room, which is for detoxification. This is a hot tub room where they have a hot tub, and this energy seems to be purple this time. We're in a purple gel. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room that works with hearing. James mentioned that. So let's go to the room that the light beings will work with you for hearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another location. We'll go into the room that has oxygen. This is number 15, oxygen coming our way. So you may want to take a deep breath a couple of times, inhale, exhale. Here we go. So 15 oxygen, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's go into another room, and we'll go into the room where St. Bernadette would be with Mother Mary. This is like Lourdes, France, and we're going into the silver water. Request your healing. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into one other room here. We'll go into the room that has the polar bears. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I see a request here, koala bears. So here we go. The koala bears are coming our way. There's 3 of them. And request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room where they can work with maybe our spine, our back, our hips. So request healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into the room that has the floating magnets. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now it'll be the birthday room here, and this is the food court. They mentioned rum balls, yeah, so these are where we have our rum balls. They'll probably be pretty small, though, not like maybe Watson's in New York. So here we go. Let's try out the rum balls first here. They're making rum balls for us. We'll just see how they taste. And they're chocolate. Went on to our index finger underneath our tongue. Here comes the rum balls. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just see if your mouth is watering or not. We'll get you another one here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, have tiny little rum balls here. We'll get one more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, there we go. And we can go into get some cake now if you want for the birthday party, too. We'll be singing happy birthday, the light beams will be. Everybody who has a birthday this month. Here we go. Went into this room, and this is another part of the food court. We're having our cake, and underneath our tongue again goes the cake. We can ask for seconds, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they're singing happy birthday to us. And we have a request to go into the Merkaba room, so we can do that. We're going in there. These are little Star Davids, we'll say, floating around. They're gold in color. And here they come. So just feel them coming to your body. And again, request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And going to another location. We'll go into where they have the giraffes. Here they come. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, let's go into one final room. We'll go into where the penguins are. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll come back from the light ship. We're going to... coming down the white light tunnel here. I'll count to 5. Our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming. Here we go. Coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Oh, are you still out there, Carrie?
Yeah, me and my watery mouth. Amazing. I never see anything, but whenever we're in the food court... I always get a super watery mouth. I was just swallowing the saliva. Cindy is saying her mouth is watering, and Kathy says she's enjoying the food court, and Rupert says those are small but tasty. So let's have a look. There were a few. Well, Bet was wondering. Thanks for taking us, by the way, Ron. That was a nice little trip there. So Bet was wondering if doing some water charging would help James's ears. I guess to drip it in there.
Yeah, that might be a possibility. Maybe it's only a dollar. You might do that. Water, specify what you want it for, possibly. That could help. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definite idea. So.
Yeah, and Mike is suggesting to James that he listen to the sample show that you have on your website, Ron, about why not to be a healer. And also, I was thinking another one that might be interesting for James is the dog bite show, just because of all the different layers of healing that you do for that one particular incident that the lady that got bitten by the dog that you did for her on the show. It's really interesting to see all the different layers of healing that you have to do for that one condition or incident. And also, that was before you were doing the decloning with us and so forth, and before we had the timeline crashing, clearing on the website. So those are, another layer that we have. So I just wanted to mention to James, I don't know how many shows you've listened to, James, but, you know, if one or two clearings don't seem to be making a difference, just keep going, because there are so many layers of things that we have to peel away to get ourselves fixed. And Ron, I was wondering if maybe you wanted to talk about, I mean, we didn't mention clones for James, but you do your decloning call, and also the timeline crashing will help with this. Do you want to just mention about how that can help with a particular physical problem?
Yeah, with physical problems, clone replica of you, everybody, is what comes in. Remember, if you have a problem, maybe say you have a cut on your hand. So the next clone replica has to have a cut, so it gets duplicated to the next clone, and the next one comes in. So all these clones have a cut. Eventually, I would imagine the body would start to heal just by its own process, but you have to go through the process. If you get rid of the replica that is bringing forth the energy all the time, one after the other, and all of a sudden, once that's released, you may have a physical healing. So it's very interesting to see how that works. We could do a little sample here. Let's just do a sample of a finger. So everybody move their fingers and see how it feels, and I'll just take out a couple clone replicas here. I'll take out more than a couple. I'll do it for about a minute to see how it feels. So here we go. Just kind of wiggle your hands. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay, wiggle your finger now, your fingers, and see if they happen to feel a little different. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. And Liz is asking, are entities responsible for our sickness and disease? So maybe you can talk about the role that entities play in physical problems that we have.
Yeah, entities and also the alien replicas are kind of the same definition, even though they're a different energetic body. So the entities can bring you the physical problems, because they will come to you responding to your particular problem that you're dealing with. So, yes, they could cause that. Well, the replicas have to duplicate you each time. Well, otherwise, you would not be the same, and you would be a little strange if you got replicated, got beamed in every 10 minutes, and maybe one time you had brown hair, next time it was black, and then it became blonde. As they didn't follow protocol, keep you looking the same. So that would be kind of strange. Or maybe they made a mistake, and maybe you have white skin, and they put a brown skin person in place of you. Maybe they're in training. You know, that could happen. Well, everybody around you would probably get really freaked out and run, because you would be switching before their eyes. So they do have to make everything pretty much the same, much as they can anyway, according to their technology, as the last clone replica that was there. They switch out every 10 minutes, basically. You can watch people do that. Just sit down sometime, and you're probably switching yourself, but you could also watch and see people change. And I would assume that they would change instantly if somebody got hurt or had a confrontation or something like that with somebody, because you're going to be switching them out over and over again because you're getting energy. So they may not be there. Maybe they're only there for a minute instead of every 10 minutes because all of a sudden it's a feeding frenzy. So you might just look. So see how people respond. Maybe go sit down in a shopping mall and just watch somebody for 10 minutes and just see how they look. Get their hair changes, see if their mannerism changes. Just kind of watch somebody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Liz had written in, I think before we went to the lightship, or maybe when we were just going up, that she's been running the new Earth Protection Timeline crash clearing, and New is asking if you could explain how that clearing works. So this is the latest that's gone up of Ron's free clearings, and it's on the drop-down box that's now called Sample Healings, under the Recommended Healings drop-down box on the left on the navigation bar, quite near the top. And the timer on that one is set, I think, for 600 minutes, and you can adjust that to whatever time you feel you're going to be around at home for, that you can run it and keep the light being up on your screen. So, Ron, and of course, it's entitled Earth Protect or Earth Protection Timeline Crash, but it also protects us and everything on the planet. So, Ron, do you want to just talk a little bit about that in case there are any other people listening tonight that aren't haven't heard of that or tried that clearing yet?
Yeah, it's a way to bring in the energy of light so that the darkness can be displaced. And during that process, the time-traveling soldiers will be able to find these energies and get rid of them. So that's kind of what it's about, is to bring this the planet back into light again, get rid of the aliens that are causing problems here. It's just very simple. You just get on the clearing and do it. And naturally, the aliens aren't going to like it, so they may attempt to battle the light, and then the militaries can take them out. So that's kind of what's happening. So it's just a way to make us feel better here. And it's a good clearing. I put it up because we needed additional clearings to help people, and that's one that is very, very beneficial. That was like one of the missing links. So everybody get on that clearing and do it all the time. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Brian is asking when the decloning call is, and that's the one that Ron does on Tuesday evenings at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. No, it's not. It's Thursday. I'm sorry. So if you haven't been on that yet and you want to sign up, if you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, there's a clump of text at the bottom above that bright green bar that has all the drop-down samples, and that lists the different daily shows through the week that Ron has. Actually, it doesn't list Wednesdays, but it lists the Tuesday, Thursday, Friday calls that have special topics now. Well, I guess Wednesday does too. It's water, but it's not on the website here at the top. So you click on that, and that'll take you to the page that you can sign up for the decloning. And on Tuesday, let's see, you don't have a radio show on Tuesday, so that one is probably, I'm sorry, I keep getting the time, the day wrong here, Thursday for the decloning. You do have a show now on Thursday evening, so that probably runs about an hour at the moment, Ron, doesn't it? Do you want to just quickly describe what you do on that for Brian?
Yeah, we get rid of the replicas of you, and typically the calls are kind of similar. We select locations in your body or body organs that has a problem. So aliens could attach to you, giving you a particular problem. It could be entities, which are ghosts, that are based here on this planet. So that would be the Friday call, which would be entities. The aliens are on Thursdays. And then on Tuesdays, we take away energetic cording. So if anybody would like to call in what they've experienced on the cording call, that's very interesting to get the cords off. Because all of a sudden, you have something draining your energy. You may not ever get well because your energy is being drained out of you, not knowing where it came from. So I'll just do one. I'll release some cords here out of your kidneys. This could happen anywhere in your lifetime. Or it could have happened at the age of 10, and you're still having this energy drained. Maybe you're 60 years of age now, and you wonder why are you having a kidney problem or something. Maybe your kidneys hurt all the time. So here we go. One, the cords out of your kidneys. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, we Candy wants to know where the earth protection clearing is found, so just go to the website, creationlightship.com. Go to the left-hand side, and you're going to see a key there near the top, probably maybe halfway down, possibly on the home page, I would guess. And then from there, as you go down, the second box that you look at will say sample healings. And then just look there. I think it's the second or third healing down on that one, and click on it. So very simple. If you can't find it, let us know. We can repeat it over again. So go to where the key is, log in, the login key. Looks like a key. And the second white box underneath that will say sample healings. And then you click on that with the drop-down box. You're going to see the earth protection listed there. I think it's the second or third one down. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Larry is wondering if you could do an entity clearing for shoulders.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so shoulders, that would probably be, you don't have a shoulder condition like a broken shoulder or something. If you do have something like that, then you'd want to go into special clearings. I don't have anything listed for that. But, you know, the people we have during the week may help out. I think I heard a beep there.
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How's your shoulder?
Yes, I had a comment for Ron, see if Ron has an uptake on this. About spiritualism and spiritualistic people, they might say that they have three spirits that are protectors for them, but if you look at the spirits, you find out that they're dark side alien spirits. And then if they give you a message, they might say that you have found one of your lost relatives and you won't be able to understand your relationship with them until it's too late. And that means until they die, and then after they die, you wake up and you say, oh, yeah, they're my relative. I understand. I realize that now. But what they did, they programmed you and the other person. So it's a con game because it's not a message. It's a programming for you and the other person to destroy the relationship with one another because of divide and conquer, which is their strategy. And I'm wondering if Ron has an opinion about that.
Well, anything in mind energy is not too good. And when things come into our bodies sometimes, you know, as you have maybe different entities, spirits talking to us in the mind, that's all suspects. So you have to be very careful as to what's happening. So, yeah, I would assume that whatever is connected to you is not your own. Remember, your own spirit will not come to you and talk to you. So if you have anything inside of your head talking, then you know that it must be darkness. And I imagine that some might think that they're getting their spiritual guidance because they have this intuitive energy coming to them, talking to them all the time. That's the darkness energies. And it could be all 100% correct information, but it's still out of the light. You have to be very careful.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. So we have a few comments here, Ron, that I'm going to read out about the calls that you've been talking about. So Shalana says that on the cloning call, she says, my hip and knee moved. Susan is saying, yes, the cloning calls definitely help the body to function better. She's only been on it once, and her body loved it. And Ellen is noting that clones drain your energy. Get on the call. So all good comments there. Thank you. So let's have a look. I'm just looking down here at the ones that I haven't read out yet. Oh, and yeah, David mentioned earlier, and we haven't spoken about this clearing in a while, but with the summer around the corner and lots of insects coming out that we don't have so much in the winter, this is a good one. He was mentioning that his wife got a bad tick bite, and he did the bite clearing, stings and bite clearing. Not the alien parasitic life form invisible ones, but this is for the physical ones, and that she's feeling a lot better now. So that is a good clearing for us all to remember, is on the website when summer is here, because we get a lot more physical, you know, on our outer skin bites than we do during the winter. And I'm just scrolling down. I think it used to be on the home page. I'm not sure if it is still. I'm just scrolling, and it's not leaping out at me. I'll have a little bit of a look when you're talking, Ron. But So that was that one. And I read Liz's question about that. And we've done the Earth Protect. Okay, so I'm trying to see if there's another question here. Refreshing the fast chat. Okay. Oh, so Ed is wondering, and by the way, yes, it is really helpful when you guys, I know Ed, you had typed this in, and Cindy has typed it in most shows, when you do a little bunch of question marks at the beginning of your question, it is really helpful for me and for Kathy and anyone else, you know, who might be co-hosting with Ron to have the questions pop out, particularly on a Friday and Saturday night when the fast chat has lots more people on it. It's really great. So thanks for doing that, everybody. And Ed is asking, Ron, will the soldiers be doing the Earth Protection clearing themselves?
I can't speak for them, so I don't know. I honestly don't know. So I think the question is, are they going to actually go to a computer on their timeline and do that clearing, and then from there have them battle aliens? I don't know if they are or not, but they will come into effect if the darkness starts to fight back from that clearing. So that's why I put it up. So you're poking a stick at them. And hopefully, you know, those races will be terminated instantly, or the groups that are doing this or whatever. Has anybody, I'd like to know if anybody's done the clearing. You could call in or put on the fast chat there. What you felt during that clearing. That I would really like to know that. So that would be great if you could give some information on it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So if you would like to call, it's the phone numbers under the Station 2 button on the BBS Creation Lightship page. And those numbers are, for the U.S. and Canada, toll-free 888-429-5471, and if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, area code 530-513-6472. I know somebody typed into the fast chat earlier in the week, Ron, that they had their abduction experiences that I guess they were aware of had stopped since they had been running that clearing. So it sounds like it's a really powerful one for someone to have that type of result so quickly. And I know there were some other comments earlier. I don't remember what they were, but it has only been up a week or 10 days or something. So, yeah, if somebody could call in and describe changes, that would be great to hear. Janice is asking, I guess it's a full moon tonight, she says. So anything you can do about that for us, Ron, and what can we do for ourselves?
Sure, okay, let's release the energy here. Oddly enough, if it's the, I think I saw the 5th, right? Yeah, May 5th. That'd
oh,
be
yeah,
5.
The day.
And then if you took the 2012 and added that, it'd be 5 again.
Yeah.
I guess so we got 3 5s here, if you want to look at it that way. So let's... do a timeline crash for that. So first 5, I'll do a couple of timeline crashes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's do the next one here. Next 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll do the 2012. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So it looks like Blairis says, what is all these things you are talking about? So I guess, nutshell, this program is 100% against aliens, as they're connecting to you, causing you problems, getting rid of your free will, free choice. And so that's the first thing. So they're the darkness. So this program is to get the darkness out of you so that you can have more spirit with you. So the darkness, to make it, could be anything dealing with mind is darkness. That's your thoughts inside of your head. And you want to be heart-centered. And so I'll do that clearing right now here. So here we go, dropping down into your heart. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. I feel energy changing. So you won't have a negative or positive thought because source energy is in your heart and doesn't judge. Source energy cannot judge you, and you cannot judge yourself. Here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, there we go. Oh, you should have, you should be at peace right now. This is source energy. And this is where you should be all the time. And tell all your friends to do it. And then if you happen to even be associated with a political leader or something, tell them to do it too and to have them do infomercials on it. Because they have lots of money. And they have everybody do the mind to heart drop. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Before I forget, Ron, do you want to just give the dates out for the May intensive coming up?
Yep. Sure, we're in May again. So a week from today will be the Saturday call. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's on the website now. And then that's a four-hour call. And then we start our marathons on Sundays. Adjacent Sundays, 13, 20, 27, and they start at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and those get rid of the alien parasitic life forms that are living with you, inside of you, along with you, and taking away your life force energy. In fact, we could do one right now if you like. We'll do the maggots that they look like maggots anyway on top of your head. So you might feel your head itching possibly as we stir them up here to get rid of them. We'll just see what happens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Yeah, Marcy's saying to command your spirit, do the mind to heart drop. Thank you, Marcy, for mentioning that. And, yeah, if you do it 20 times, you're going to feel very, very good. And do it maybe 4, 5, 6 times a day. Oh, back to you, Gary.
Okay, and I did miss a question earlier that Candy had written in about the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, a question about that, and then she's mentioned more recently that she had a witch do something to her, and what clearings should she do, and would timeline crashing be good. So what would you recommend, Ron, for people? She's feeling really sick, and her body feels really heavy. She doesn't feel good at all since this happened, obviously. So what would you recommend for Candy?
Yeah, the first thing would be, if you know who the witch is, their name, then do Dark Side Practitioner. If you don't know their name, then do the versus Hexes spell clearing. And they're both very good clearings, and either one could more than likely help you. The timeline crashing can help with a physical situation like a pain in your body, a physical problem, condition, and also emotional stuff. So that's what the timeline crash does, is get you off of those timelines so the replicas can't keep coming in, giving you the problem. But it sounds like this dark side practitioner, a witch or whatever, that maybe has attached to you or is attacking you all the time or whatever, since you know that it's happening, then you want to, you know, head it off at the pass and do that clearing and do it a lot of times. It starts taking away the energy pools. The practitioner won't, but the energy pools will start to diminish. And the practitioner will start having more light brought to them as the darkness is being dispelled from them out of the mind energy, which is what they're using. So the energy pools will start to turn into light, and when they tap into that energy pool of darkness, then it'll be light, and they'll start to get light back into them. Oh, back to you, Carrie. I think I heard a beat, maybe.
Yeah, me too. Could you just hold on 1 second, caller, because I just want to mention that the Curses, Hexes, and Spells clearing is in the, for any of you that don't know, the Prosperity Jumpstart is now up on the website. There are two versions. There's the $50 one-month version that has the self-empowerment clearing, the billboard, the Prosperity Empowerment clearing, and the Poverty Whole Life clearing, and then the $100 deluxe version, which runs for 3 months. There are those four clearings, plus the seven generational poverty clearing, the whole life victim clearing, and then the whole life curses, hexes, and spells. So if you're interested, Candy, if you're interested in the Prosperity Jumpstart, you will get the whole life curses, hexes, and spells clearing within that, so you can run that a bunch of times too. So is there a caller on the line?
Yes, I'm Harry. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry. You're really faint and echoey. Maybe you can get a little closer to your phone. Are you there? To me, you sound super faint. Ron, can you hear Larry?
Yeah, I can hear him. He's a little, I hear a lot of background echoes, but I can hear him.
So Larry, BBS is going to call you back, so we'll wait for them to do that and maybe get a better line with you. So, Ron, do you want to add anything? Oh, also, the curses, hexes, and spells, it is within the self-empowerment clearing, too. So there's several. You can put specific stuff in there, Candy, if you are interested in that one. Ron, anything else you want to add about the Prosperity Jumpstart while we wait for BBS to get Larry back on the line?
Yeah, we just put it up, so it's raring to go. Guys, you know, and then we also have the Jumpstart, the body Jumpstart. That's a very good clearing, too, to get you more into health and wellness. So they're both very good. I don't know what else to say. We took a long time to develop those two clearings to figure out which ones to put in, which clearings. And we finally figured out the best way to approach it, so we put them up. So they're hot off the press. And so is that new one, which you know may want to do, which we talked about, the special one under the healing samples, the one where the earth protection clearing is. So that's the brand new one too. So definitely do those, and the timeline crashes are good. So there's a lot of clearings that are not that much money, but you remember, you want to always do your whole lifetime emotional clearing first, and then you want to do the mental one, whole lifetime mental clearing. And if you do any clearing, over $100, and the second one is half price. So you may wish to do maybe a whole lifetime clearing, maybe first, or do another one for $100 and do the whole lifetime one if you're, you know, an older person. We'll say that you're 80, so that way you'll get it for half price. We put a cap on it above 60, but if you're 80 listening, then by all means, it'll be half price for you. So then it would be $150. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we've had some beeps. So, Larry, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's much better, yes.
You sound good.
Okay, so Ron asked a question about the cord clearing.
Yes.
Okay, so what I see about the cord clearing in me is that because I've done some releases every week, I see some bare spots in my chest area, the heart area, where the cords have been released, and maybe the top of the head area, maybe the forehead and some areas where the cords have been released. And if you can imagine a spaghetti coming out of a person in every square inch and every direction conceivable, north, south, east, and west, spaghetti coming out to other people, that's kind of what it looks like to me. The cord presentation and the cord clearing is when you have bare spots in your body and they start to release from the clearings that Ron does. And that's basically the way I perceive it.
Well, that's good, yeah. Another thing you might think of, it might sound a little gross, but maybe not. The tubiflex worms that you used to feed fish, you know?
Uh-huh.
They kind of wiggle around. They're very little. I haven't seen any recently. But anyway, maybe that was in the old days. But, you know, these are like things that just are stuck on you. And once somebody puts a cord on you, even though you may not even have them in your life any longer, they can still take energy from you. And it could be an old... in fact, we'll just take a cord off right now. We got only 3 minutes to go here. So let's take a cord off of your... let's do your throat. Let's do your voice box. Here we go. Maybe somebody who was 10 years of age got you. So here we go. Take off cords off of your voice box. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. Yeah, Blair, if you're still listening, there are all these alien critters that attach to us, and a lot of them are physical here. The jellyfish is one, the octopus, different snakes. These are all alien life forms without a spirit, and there's many more of them, and these things look like maggots on top of your head, and they kind of wiggle around. These are energetic, and you also have stuff like you've heard the old saying, my skin's crawling. Well, where did that come from? Somebody knew something, okay? Like the song Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Remember, you're talking about stars. How I wonder what you are. Well, you know, what alien race is up there twinkling that star at you? Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and yeah, just I would just add to that, Ron, for Blair. Ron's talking about...
Larry.
Life forms that are mostly invisible. Sorry, Larry, are you still there?
I'm still listening. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Were you satisfied?
No, that's
all
I had. I'm going out with you. I'm just listening. Go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, so Blair, these are invisible energetic life forms, kind of like invisible versions of some of the ones that Ron just mentioned that we have physically on the planet, and then there are a whole ton of others that who knows if they're somewhere on the planet or not. Most people luckily don't see them. Poor old Ron sees them, and a few other people that you will get to know if you stick around can see them. But thankfully, I can't. I think I'd probably pass out from the shock. But when Ron takes these out, you will probably feel them leave. And if you don't, that's okay too. Some people do, some people don't. And on these shows, Ron does samples like he just did, the maggots on her head, and then the 8-hour intensives that Ron was mentioning earlier, the dates of that are coming up in May, those calls are all about getting these life forms out of us because they are not doing us any good. There's also an online version of the clearing called the Alien Attack Page, and then there is another separate clearing for the poisons and the carcasses and the... What else? What's the third thing, Ron? I'm blanking.
The critters, the waste products.
Waste products, that's it,
yeah.
Waste products.
And the carcasses, yeah. So
maybe you want to do a sample of that as we leave. What time is it? 55? We probably need to go.
Yeah, we probably need to go. But check out the Alien Attack page. You could do it for $10 for a week, I think, and look up parasitic life forms and just have fun with that. And you're going to feel your body lighten up, feel better. And start off with the octopus energies. That's the one that most people have, and then also the jellyfish on top of your head. Oh, we'll see you later, everybody. We need to get off here. So blessings to all of you. And our next BBS program, today is Saturday, is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Although now we're not standard. We're Pacific Time, okay? So we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And
thank
by all
you,
means,
Ron.
Do that new clearing, the Earth Protection Clearing. Left-hand side, underneath the key, the healing sample drop-down box. Go there, Earth Protection. Bye, everybody.
Thank you,
Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Good night. Thank you, Larry.